Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm not only an HBA volunteer leader, but your host for this important series, which explores a lot of different issues in our members. For those of you that are not familiar with the HBA, as we call it, the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, each year, the HBA hosts an event to celebrate outstanding women leaders and male mentors who have supported gender parity in the workplace. This is called the Woman of the Year event, or as we like to call it, WODY. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Denise Senna, a director in the Strategic Consumer Group at J&J and the 2017 WODY Chair. And we're going to learn more about this event and what's planned for this year. So let's get this conversation started. Welcome, Denise.
Oh, thanks, Julie. I am so excited to be here. I can't thank you enough for inviting me to the HBA Blog Talk Radio Show.
Well, you are a special guest, and having been the WODY Chair in the past, I know it's a monumental event to plan. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you have the honor of leading this ginormous event, if that is a word.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see, Julie, I've been a member for HBA for about 15 years, and I remember attending my first WODY event. I was absolutely mesmerized by the award winners and their passion and their dedication and their many accomplishments that they've had in healthcare. So it was just so inspiring to see these senior women and how committed they were to helping other women advance in career, in their careers. And, you know, I thought, gosh, I got to get more involved in this organization. And I remember when I said, one day I want to be on that dais. So that's exactly what I started to do. I started to volunteer my time first on committees, and then I succession planned onto a chapter board position. And Julie, this was a very exciting time for me because I was able to build and establish a new affinity group called Fit to Lead. And many people know about Fit to Lead. It's the connection between fitness and leadership. And the Fit to Lead program offered different types of fitness activities connecting the leadership and fitness, such as the six-month triathlon program and the Dragon Boat event, which I know that you are extremely familiar with.
And the neat thing is, that was a fun day.
That was an awesome day.
Is that we won, Denise, right?
I still have the medals just hanging up in my office. It was a very inspiring day. I loved it. And we didn't get that wet, you know? We were able to stay dry. And the boat didn't tip over, so that's a big accomplishment as well.
Most importantly.
You know, and what I loved about all these Fit to Lead events is, you know, being an athlete myself and understanding the connection, you know, I was able to take my skills and given the wonderful opportunity that HBA had given me, I was able to apply my passion and excel. And I participated as a first-time triathlete in the triathlon program and then later became the coach for the Fit to Lead triathlon program, which, again, develops the connection between fitness and leadership for everyone in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, Julie, I segued from the chapter board into a global board position and became the chair of the flagship events. And the opportunity to be part of WODY is one of the most exciting things for me as an HBA member. So now it comes full circle, right? Because I remember the day I said, I got to get more involved. I want to be on this dais. So I am so incredibly honored to play a part in this inspiring WODY event.
Wow, that's quite a story, Denise. And, you know, having done this for the HBA, you know, it is huge. So tell me, how many people are expecting to this event? And tell me a little bit about the organization, how you're organizing all these many work streams involved around the WODY.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a very talented group of HBA employees that lead about 5 or 6 different work streams. It is like clockwork, and they start probably at the end of January, and they go all the way through to the very last minute, up until the middle of May when the event actually occurs. We meet every week for about an hour, and we put pen to paper. We are expecting about well over 2,000 people attending live, and we currently are about maybe at 95% capacity. And the neat thing about it is this is at the Grand Ballroom of the New York Hilton.
Got it. Big ballroom. Yep. Big ballroom.
The Grand Ballroom. It's pretty impressive. I know. I remember when I walked through it, I always remember to put my Fitbit on because I can knock out like 2,000 steps.
Just to get to the dais, right? Just up and back to the dais,
yeah,
you're gonna make your steps. Yeah.
It's really grand. It takes your breath away for people who have not been in the Grand Ballroom. It's just a tremendous feeling, a very uplifting feeling. And the neat thing, and Julie, you probably remember this too, being chair of the Many Worlds of WODI when you were chairing that. But we piloted a telecast to a virtual audience to about 6 different sites. And that was roughly about 500 people that were able to participate as part of the day through streaming. So this year, and this is the exciting part about it, we have about 3 times as many companies that are utilizing that technology to stream into the event. So, you know, who knows? We're expecting maybe anywhere from 1,500 virtual audience in addition to the 2,000 that's going to be participating in New York City. So it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's great. That is great that we're able to take this important event globally and through technology. Wow, what an accomplishment, Denise, for you and your team. So what's this year's theme for the WODI event?
We brainstormed and we came up with Transforming with Grit. And the GRIT acronym stands for Gratitude, Influence, Resilience, and Tenacity. And this is an annual theme, Julie, that will be pulled through throughout the annual conference in November. So the theme, Julie, focuses on gratitude. And gratitude, like in order to see beyond your immediate challenges, you really need to see what you're working on now, so be present in time. Influence is creating, cultivating, influencing, the power of influencing that provides you to have an effect on people and policy and decisions in order to conquer the world. Resilience, as many know, as well as we all know, that things don't always go as planned or the way we want them to. So resilience really gives us the stamina to recover quickly from difficult situations. And the last one is tenacity, which I feel is growing your strength of purpose. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. So tenacity helps us to be persistent with determination. And it's developed through experience and opportunity, exposure, and risk-taking. That's why I endorse HBA volunteering, because that's what builds up tenacity. So, as you know, as we talk about the healthcare landscape is ever changing, we all need grit in order to help us perform better as leaders.
I couldn't agree more. That's such a popular word now, but it really describes what you need to have to be successful in today's environment. So we talked a little bit about the theme and how you're organizing the event. So it's going to be what day? Tell me the course of events for WODI. Date, time, we talked about it at the Hilton, and a little bit about what we can expect on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some special things that are going on, which I'm not going to divulge. I'm going to let people be surprised. But the event actually starts the evening of May 10th, where we do a salute to the stars, which is an honor for our rising stars and our luminaries, along with our past WODI honorees. We also have a WODI dinner, which honors the past WODIs and honorable mentors as well. The day of the event is May 11th, where we have a reception that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And at the reception, we have the red carpet, which, Julia, I know that you are excited to be doing that along with Jessica.
I have got my gown. I've got my gown ready to go, Denise. I mean, I am all ready.
Well, you know what?
That's so much fun.
That's the most important thing. I'm disappointed that you and I didn't go shopping together because the outfit is really very important.
It's true.
It absolutely is. And we're doing something a little bit different this year. Many people would be familiar with the purple carpet, but we're doing an appreciation station. And the appreciation statement is a place for the WODI attendees to celebrate and show their appreciation for the honorees and their companies being sponsored at HBA. So the attendees will write messages, take photos of their team. And the neat thing is that the photos will be tweeted live to recognize and share the excitement around WODI. And I think Jessica is trying to clock in at 3 million tweets that day. So to everybody out there, hashtag HBA Impact. Have your phones ready to start tweeting that day.
Oh, yes. We've got a big digital campaign. In addition to the red carpet interview with some of our leaders in the industry and some of our generous corporate sponsors, we'll have the purple carpet where all the attendees can have the opportunity to participate in our social media event. So after we nosh and we network, what happens next?
So then we all get shepherded in about 11:45 to the grand ballroom. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to give a little advice here. Start early, everyone. Get to that ballroom early. It'll be crazy. So we get to the ballroom, and then what?
That's great advice. So it starts at 11:45. So this year, the dais will include Pascal Surratt, who's the executive director mm-hmm. and CEO for AstraZeneca. He's going to be introducing our 2017 HBA Woman of the Year, Baja Joal. She is the executive vice president for AstraZeneca and the head of Metamucil. We have Alex Gorsky, chairman and CEO of Johnson & Johnson. He's also a previous honorable mentor of 2009. And he's going to be introducing this year's HBA honorable mentor, Joaquim Duato. And Joaquim is the worldwide chairman of the pharmaceutical sector of Johnson & Johnson. And then mm-hmm. lastly, Julie, we have Carolyn Buckloose, who is a senior manager director for Hewlett Consulting Partners and also the managing partner for Imaginal Labs. She's also the 2012 HBA Woman of the Year, and she's going to introduce the 2007 HBA star, Cece Zack. And Cece is the principal of and CEO of Baton & Company.
Wow.
And
what a lineup.
We have an incredible, incredible lineup. We're really excited. We're going to have a lot going on at the speaker table at WODI, and we polish it off with we've changed that. We're kicking it off, with several videos that are going to be talking about the HBA and talking about what the Rising Star Award is and the Illuminary Award is. And the special treat is that we are celebrating our 40-year anniversary, and the founders of HBA will be joining us for the day. So we have a special treat, but we are going to be talking about the celebration of our 40-year anniversary.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah. Look how far we've come, right? So we're really excited. This will be a special WODI for us. And we never want to end the day, right? We leave there feeling so buzzed and inspired. But there's also a reception right after around 2 to 3. And I know we have a special invitation that goes out to all the participants to actually meet the honorees. At 3 o'clock, we conclude the day. And again, we leave feeling, you know, juiced up and buzzed. And, you know, some people try to bottle that energy and take it with them. And every day they remember how exciting, how inspired they were for the day. And that's, if that happens, that is our mission. That is our goal.
Right. And, you know, it is truly an inspirational event. And I would say at the end of that day, there are two things. I feel great. I want a glass of wine. I want to take my shoes off. And I would say that's a sign of a good party, if you will. Correct? So just Denise, you were honored as a rising star and a luminary. Can you shed some light on what that is all about with our listeners?
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate that. You know, first and foremost, it's such an incredible honor, and I'm very humbled to be recognized by my company for the accomplishments that I've put forth in healthcare. Along with being a rising star and a luminary, and also an active HBA board member, doors have opened up for me. I've gotten exposure to senior leaders. I've gotten exposure to phenomenal leadership opportunities that I would never have gotten before. I've gotten some exposure to see how very senior women and men manage their own leadership style and see how they manage their time. And it's just an incredible position to be in when the doors open. But what I love about being a rising star and luminary, as easy as the doors swing open for me for additional opportunities, there's other doors that open up for me to give back. And that is very important to me, because I not only do you feel obligated, but the door is wide open to help other men and women excel in their career, to provide coaching, and to act as a sounding board to talk about my experience and my exposure of being an HBA member and what that has done for my career. And also, I think lastly, you know, Julia, I never knew really how creative and innovative I was when I've had positions that were very process and very analytical oriented, and you know, being an HBA member and a volunteer, I was able to tap into my creativity side and my innovation side, hence the FITS LEAD program, and that has changed my career dramatically. So that's another door that is open for me that I wish for so many people, but really blessed and honored.
That's fantastic. And for those of you who don't know, Rising Star is an opportunity that our corporate partners of the HBA have to recognize an outstanding female leader in their organization. Rising Stars are generally more junior versus luminaries. And Denise was honored by being recognized not once but twice. Once when she was a filly, and now that she's a grown-up, she's a luminary. So Denise still has a lot of fish in her lead, may I say. And she's been a great asset to the HBA. It's going to be a fantastic event. It's so exciting. So for those of you who don't know, you can go to our website to find out more about registering. You can buy tables or you can buy single seats and see who you want to meet, kind of like a wedding when you go without a date. It's a lot of fun. It's the who's who in the pharmaceutical industry. So our sponsors, you know, sponsoring just shows your support of the HBA and the support of gender parity in the workplace. And the HBA has done a great job in 40 years really raising the awareness of this important initiative. There's lots of ways that you can participate. So in closing, Denise, what kind of advice can you give to any attendees?
My advice is network, network, and network. And volunteer your time. I can guarantee that it's going to help with your career and get you places that you never thought you could go before. But what I want to say, particularly about the WODI event, trust me, everyone, this is a monumental event. You're going to leave feeling buzzed, feeling charged. And our whole team's mission is we don't want that inspiration to be just for that day. That inspiration should last you for forever. So bottle it and remember. And when you get to the annual conference, you can take the cap off that bottle and remember how charged you were in May when you sat at the Woman of the Year event. So everyone,
yes.
You know, find in your company who works with HBA, go to the website, attend the events, and volunteer your time. And if you want to talk
yes.
about Fit to Lead, give me a call.
Yes. May I say amen, sister? I couldn't agree more. Denise, thanks for all your leadership and planning this important Woman of the Year event, BA. And without volunteers, the HBA mission cannot be realized. And we look forward to seeing you all at WODI on May 11th. It's a Hilton Grand Ballroom. This is Julie Kelly with the HBA signing off. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
You too.